What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast presented by Keeping Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule, try to recommend the players we should be targeting in order to win those head-to-head matchups in our streaming spots. Those spots where we're letting them in, we're kicking them out when we don't have room for them anymore, and our goal is to grab players who are going to fit in our lineups for a lot of games and also hopefully produce for us. So we're not looking necessarily for someone who plays on a busy Saturday where they're not even, they're just going to be sitting on our bench anyway. We got to look at who's got a good schedule that's going to get in as many games as possible. We're looking now at the week of January 12th to January 18th, week 15 on Yahoo. And we've got ourselves a pretty solid week for streaming, almost to the point where you have so many options, you maybe don't need this podcast. Let's be real. If I'm looking Monday and Tuesday and Thursday are like not super busy, but not super light. 18 teams playing, 20 teams playing, and 20 teams playing. So it's possible you can fit people in on all three of those days, leaving only Saturday as the clear busy day with 26 teams playing. So you need to go and check your roster. I saw for my Cupful team, Keeping Carlson Ultra Patron Fantasy League, I can fit someone on Thursday, no problem. But Tuesday, I could only fit a defenseman and not a forward. So it's one of those things where it's going to be different for everyone. So I'm going to look at the schedules that give us avoiding like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at first, because those are the more guaranteed games. But really, there's a lot of teams playing four times. There's even a team playing five times, the Edmonton Oilers. So depending on how many games you can fit, like on which day, you have like half the league as options. So it's a good opportunity to look into your free agency, see if maybe there's just an upgrade that you'd like, regardless of, like I was saying, the number of games you'll be able to fit in. But okay, let's look at the three teams for next week that have the for sure three games you'll be able to fit. I mean, Monday's actually, I'm going to include Monday, and Monday's actually 18 teams playing, so it's possible you can have bad luck and just not be able to fit someone on Monday. But we have three teams that play three times, avoiding Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Those are the Detroit Red Wings, the Los Angeles Kings, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Kings actually coming off a week where they had a good schedule this week. They went Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday this week, and now once again they have a good schedule next week, going Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. What is this? How? That's pretty good. I should have mentioned that last week, I guess, to go after a Kings player. There was a good number of players that really surprised and were impressive. Like, it's still hard to believe that they're going to continue. But like, for example, I look at like an Andrei Kuzmenko, who had himself a decent week, especially at the start. He had a goal and an assist on the 5th, which was Monday. And then, yeah, Wednesday and Friday, he did nothing. We'll see how he does today against Edmonton. But I guess a goal and an assist from a streamer, 10 fantasy points overall, like, isn't really too bad. So I think he'll do it again. I think probably overall in the three light day games, I'm expecting, I think the best case, a goal and an assist sounds pretty decent. So if that's good for you, then maybe go for an Andrei Kuzmenko. As far as the lines go in general, of course, things are a little bit up in the air right now for LA due to Anze Kopitar being injured. So like, if you look at their lines from their game yesterday against Winnipeg, they were rolling with Laferriere, Kempe, and Malott. Malott got onto the top line. Jeff Malott with now center Laferriere and Adrian Kempe. Then Byfield with Fogle and Ward. And then Turcotte with Kuzmenko and Fiala. Really spreading it around. Basically, you've got Kempe, Byfield, and Fiala all on different lines. It didn't work out well. They lost 5-1. I'd imagine maybe we'll be seeing some different lines today. By the way, I'm recording this Saturday at around 4:30 p.m. I don't have any Kings lines ahead of their game versus Edmonton. So it's like really hard for me to tell you like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm starting this podcast off with already a little bit of just not sure. Maybe just none of these guys are available and doesn't matter. Like, go for Laferriere if you can get him. He's been hot. He's like probably been added again because of the good schedule last week. But yeah, nothing yesterday against Winnipeg. Before that, he rode a 3-game point streak. I mentioned Kuzmenko, who might be available to you. Byfield, if he's available, seems like an obvious grab here for a good schedule. 4 points in his last four games, scored the only goal yesterday against Winnipeg. Corey Perry might be back, so yeah, it looks like he's been activated, so he'll take some bottom six role that could maybe do something. If you get Brant Clark at this point, I'm really liking what we've been seeing from Clark in terms of the shots, and he had some points over the last few weeks. I guess that slowed down a little bit, but you're getting some decent shots and blocks, so I think that's pretty good as a peripheral floor for you. And yeah, that's where we're kind of looking at there over on the Kings of players you may be able to grab. Then if we go to the next team with a good schedule like this, we've got the Tampa Bay Lightning, who play Monday, Tuesday, and then Friday, Sunday. So we're avoiding that Saturday. If you can fit Monday, Tuesday, you're getting four games. So potentially you can get a lot of value there on the Lightning. Of course, this is a team that people know about. They know they score a lot of goals. You want like all the basic like top six guys are going to be long gone for you. Though this past week, Tampa had a bad schedule. So maybe someone like an Anthony Cirelli was dropped. Now's the time to pounce. If your week is over, now you don't have to worry about it. Grab Cirelli. Get those four games next week. He has been heating up. He's got two goals in his last three games, 3 points total. The lines today had Cirelli centering Gensel and Hagel, so you're not mad about that. I think that's like a primo stream of the week if you can get him. Of course, he's probably not available in a lot of leagues, but maybe some people were just really gaming it this week and decided to bump him, and now's definitely the time on a Saturday if he's still out there to go ahead and pick him up. The thing with Tampa, of course, is they load up their top lines. They've got Darren Radish getting all the points on defense. There's really no one else. There's Bjorkstrand. It's always Bjorkstrand. Still on the top power play with Radish, Point, Kucherov, Gensel. He did have a two-assist game against San Jose, that 7-3 win. So I think Bjorkstrand, depending on how deep your league is, can make for a pretty decent stream, especially if you have the room on the Monday, Tuesday. You could always reassess after that for the Friday, Sunday. But he is, at the end of the day, a bottom sixer playing with Nick Paul and something James. I'm sorry about that. Dominic James is the guy who's been playing. Oh, and he scored a goal actually a couple games ago in that game against San Jose. So good for Dominic James. But I think, yeah, Bjorkstrand, of the people that are rostered in less than like 80% of leagues, it's just Cirelli, Bjorkstrand. I guess you got the D, JJ Moser, who gets you some peripherals. Maybe he'll get a point here or there. I don't really believe in him too much. Then the final team that's going to give us three off day games here is the Detroit Red Wings, going Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. So the same schedule as the Tampa Bay Lightning. I've got a name for you that I think will be pretty obvious at this point. His name is James Van Riemsdyk. You may remember him as a Toronto Maple Leafs legend from ages ago at this point. But JVR is red hot, had two assists against Vancouver on Thursday, a goal and two assists the game before versus Ottawa. And like, what less would you expect from someone that's been playing on a line with Lucas Raymond at even strength and also on the top power play with Larkin, DeBrincat, Raymond, Sider, if this holds, which maybe is a big if. But Detroit has won two in a row, so I'm sure they'll keep it going for today against Montreal. Then we'll see from there. At this point, with a good schedule, why not take a shot on JVR? Get the Monday, Tuesday. Maybe you're going to end up deciding to hold for the Friday, Sunday. If he gets bumped down the lineup, of course, he becomes an easy drop. Some other players who've been getting decent opportunities, like the lines for that win against the Canucks, where Kasper playing with Larkin and Finney. Does that mean we want Marco Kasper? I don't know. I don't think so. He's had a couple games back in the top six, hasn't done anything with him. I think that's more of you'll probably have better options. I think there's maybe still potential one day for Marco Kasper, but doesn't seem like he has it this season. Emmett Finney has been even worse than Kasper lately, pointless in like eight games now, I think it is, or seven. Then we've got the other line, DeBrincat, Kopp, and Kane. So that's been going for a while and going pretty well. So Andrew Kopp at this point feels like a better bet than JVR, maybe. Like, I guess he's on the top power play, but he's got 3 points in the last four games, and I think more stable deployment centering that line with DeBrincat and Kane. So I think Andrew Kopp, if you can fit the Monday, Tuesday, I think he and JVR both make for your most enticing ads on the Red Wings. JT Compher centering Raymond and JVR is like someone who's doing something. Like, he had a goal and an assist versus Vancouver. Like, look, if we like JVR playing with Raymond at even strength, Compher's right there with him. He's been a guy, he's probably been mentioned like 10,000 times on shows like this for streaming. Like, no one's ever saying to grab JT Compher long term, but for a good streaming schedule, I mean, I'll take Kopp and JVR first, and then I guess give me JT Compher if you want someone on the wing. So those are our three teams that are our best bets, but we still have some other teams with some pretty good schedules, especially early week. So I'll get to some more after a quick break. Every yard, every sack, every interception, and every touchdown with Pick 6, DraftKings' newest game. Every snap can turn into big-time payout. This isn't just watching the game. This is playing to win. Here's how it works. Pick more or less on two or more player stats. The better your picks, the bigger your payout. It's that simple. And here's the kickoff bonus. New DraftKings customers get $50 in Pick 6 credits with just a $5 entry on your first pick set. You know the game. Now make it pay. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN. Play just $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits. Make the call, ride the upside in partnership with DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Bonus award is non-withdrawable. Pick 6 credits expire in 14 days. Terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Limited time offer. Okay, let's keep this party going with many more teams with good schedules next week. A reminder, I think that with half the league playing 4+ times and you potentially being able to fit 3 of those games, you may just want to take a look at your free agency, sort by percent rostered. Go, if you are in the Cupful, you can go to the Metabase free agent tracker that Kevin built and go and see who are the top rostered players in your free agency in Cupful who, you know, you may want to consider there, and maybe just like not necessarily nickel and dime for an extra game if it's not going to make that much of a difference. But still, we're looking at the teams that are going to really get us over the hump here if you need those extra GPs. I guess we've got to look at the Edmonton Oilers, right? So they've got our classic 5-game week that Ryan just talked about on the last short shifts, and he even talked about players to potentially target on Edmonton, though I'll have a slight disagreement. So Edmonton plays Monday, Tuesday, and then, of course, Thursday, and then Saturday, Sunday. So I'm looking at the lines. I'm seeing Podkolzin is playing with Draisaitl and Kapanen. I think that Ryan said, like, forget about Podkolzin. I think that of players who will be potentially available to you, I'm taking someone with Draisaitl, and Podkolzin had a goal in the last game, 2 assists in the game before. Before that, a long stretch of nothing. Definitely possible we're about to see a long stretch of nothing, but I think if you're going for an Oiler who's less than, like, whatever, 40% rostered on Yahoo, our options are limited here. You're looking at Podkolzin. You're looking at Roslovic. You're looking at Kasperi Kapanen, who's just returned. That's another fun option. He had a goal and an assist in his return versus Nashville and assist versus Winnipeg. So I think we're looking at one of these Draisaitl line mates. You can't get a McDavid line mate. Those have been Nugent Hopkins and Hyman. They're taken. So Podkolzin and Kapanen, those are your best bets. I think Podkolzin is the more likely one to hold the spot just because he's been there all season. But we'll see how the Oilers do. Of course, the other guy to target would be any Oilers goalie, though they're definitely not immune to getting blown up or whatever. But or you can wait till Monday and see who gets the Monday start. Whoever gets the Monday start seems pretty likely to get 3 starts. If you can fit a goalie on Monday, Thursday, Sunday, that seemed to make sense. It's just being Pickard and Ingram taking turns. Though I did actually keep in mind, I did see a tweet that Jari may be back next week. So that could ruin things. So maybe you don't want to target the Edmonton goalie. Also, you definitely risk a negative, right? Or not a negative, but like a low score. Like Pickard's last couple of games haven't been amazing in terms of fantasy points. Ingram has been pretty good, actually. He just had that one really bad game against Boston. Aside from that, he just got that win against Nashville in the last game. We'll see how he does today against LA. So that's the Oilers and their fun schedule. We could move on to the Dallas Stars, who go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So that's 4 games if you can fit the Tuesday. And if you can fit the Thursday, which is possible, you're skipping that Saturday. So then you're getting the 4 games that we're all, you know, hoping to get with one of these streamers. 4 is usually the best that you can do. Very rare that even on a 5-game week, you're not going to fit all 5 games, of course. Like the Oilers do play on that busy Saturday. So it might be the same getting an Oilers player or a Dallas player. In terms of the options, I think we have similar players to Kapanen or Podkolzin. Like, you know, our stars on Dallas, Rantanen, Robertson, Haskinen, Johnston, Hintz, Harley. You're not getting them. You're probably not even getting Matt Duchene, who's been like fine since returning. Nothing too exciting. Did have a 1 goal, 1 assist game. That's already like a week ago. Then who's playing with these people, I guess, is who we look at. So Maverick Bork was playing today in practice with Robertson and Hintz. Actually, this game is going. I'm seeing right now. The game has already started against San Jose. What are we doing here? A goal from... Oh, it's 2-0 now. As I load the page, we get an update. So Jason Robertson has scored. Oh, and Justin Hercowan, who I know... Sir Cowan, was it? He scored a goal as well. I'm still not going to recommend him. I think in terms of the lines, I like a Maverick Bork if he's going to be playing with Hintz and Robertson. But also, I don't know. I think we're... I had to mention Dallas for the good schedule, but looking through the options, I don't like anybody. So, sorry. Esa Lindell, you know, could be your like banger's D choice if you have room for him. But okay, let's move on. Too boring. Don't like it. We can go to the Seattle Kraken, who have a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. I want to mention them because it's Seattle, where usually there are players available. Has that started to change? I know there was that run where Eberle and Stevenson were both looking really good. They're both injured right now. So now it's going to definitely be new players, not because of the old pattern for Seattle, but just because I guess there has to be. Looks like today Jaden Schwartz is coming off the IR. So we'll talk about tomorrow on the Mega Show with Brian how Schwartz did. I'd imagine the lines are going to be shifting as players are coming in and out of the lineup. But one guy who's starting to jump out to me that's still only 18% rostered on Yahoo is someone who at one point was getting drafted very high in a couple of leagues as people were expecting a big breakout. That's Matty Beniers. Beniers has definitely fallen, rightfully so, to being free agent fodder in the majority of leagues. But if you look at the run lately, all of a sudden, he's got 2 goals, 2 assists in his last 3 games. You go back even further, and I count 7 points in his last 7 or 8 games. I'm just looking at the game log right now. A lot of 4 and 3 shot games. This is what you want to see from the top liner on Seattle. And look, at the end of the day, we look for top line, top power play players, right? Beniers is that. With all these injuries, maybe once everyone's healthy, they don't have a top power play anymore, and we kind of lose the fun of actually having high deployment players on Seattle. But in this last game against Minnesota, it was Beniers, Kako, and McCann on the top line, and then Beniers, McCann, Frederick Gaudreau, I don't know, there's always something weird going on in Seattle, and then Chandler Stephenson along with Vince Dunn on the top power play. So Beniers is getting the big, he played almost 20 minutes. If Beniers can continue to play 19, 20 minutes a game and is getting this top deployment, you'd hope a high pedigree guy like him will be able to capitalize. So I think at this point, especially if you can fit on the Thursday, get the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, you could always drop then before the Saturday, or I'm kind of hoping, because I grabbed him actually, and I'm kind of hoping he's just going to turn out to be someone worth holding. Like, one can dream, right? So we'll see. If you can't get Matty Beniers, but you still want to take advantage of that Monday, Wednesday, Thursday to start the week, you should have some options. First of all, I don't know how serious it is with Eberle. So maybe if he's been dropped, you can stash him and then maybe get him back later in the week without having to use an ad. At that point, Eli Tolvanen is still at only 26% rostered on Yahoo. He's been on a bit of a cold streak now, so maybe he was dropped after that hot run. Maybe an opportunity for you to jump. I wouldn't be surprised if Tolvanen gets going again. Then, like I said, Jaden Schwartz is back. So that could be someone that could jump right into a top role as well. Maybe he takes the spot from Kaapo Kakko and plays with Beniers and McCann. That would be pretty sweet. So that's something we'll have to watch and see. And then, yeah, there is Kaapo Kakko, who did have a 2-goal, 1-assist game, which was the end of a 4-game point streak. He finally got no points against Minnesota on Thursday, but it was a nice run for Kakko. That's the kind of thing where I will be curious to see the deployment tonight before you add your Seattle player. Check and see how things look for this game against Carolina and how the lines are looking with Jaden Schwartz back in the lineup. But yeah, so those are some players. Maybe, I guess, do I have to mention Shane Wright? Looking like a bit of a bust. Good thing the Habs are, I'm sure, very happy they took Slafkovsky there. I'm sure Utah or Arizona isn't regretting taking Logan Cooley. And we're still waiting to see if Shane Wright can do something at some point. It doesn't look like this is his year. A similar schedule to Seattle is over in Buffalo, as they also play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. So if you can fit Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, then you may have some fun options. I'm loving what I'm seeing from Josh Doan. If you can still get Josh Doan, do it. Go get Josh Doan. He's scored now in 4 straight games, and he's not doing it from the bottom six. It's not some random hot streak. This is a guy playing with Thompson at even strength and on the power play. So, like, why not grab Doan? It's been Doan, Norris, Thompson, Zucker, and Dahlin on PP1, and then Tage, Peyton Krebs, and Josh Doan on, I guess I'll call it, the top line. I don't want Peyton Krebs. I don't know if that will last, or even if it does, if that's worth anything. I guess then some other players that we're always interested in on Buffalo, as they seem to have like some decent options for us, right? Like, aside from Dahlin, Thompson, and Tuck, you might be able to grab anyone else. Matias Samuelson is starting to disappear in most leagues, but if you can still get Matias Samuelson at some point, it's like, I know that the narrative for the last few years is that he's terrible and that contract was bad, but now people are saying it's like actually no, an incredible contract that the Sabres locked him into. And Sanderson just having an insane season, up to 22 points in 40 games now, over 0.5 point per game. And like lately, he's been even better than that, giving tons of blocks, had a goal, an assist, 2 hits and 4 blocks along with a shot. And it was a shorthanded goal, by the way, for Samuelson. A really pretty one at that in the 5-2 win over the Rangers. So at this point, like, just grab him, especially if you need D, but maybe even if not, especially, but if you can fit him on like the Saturday also, and you're just getting 4 solid games from a D that's producing like Samuelson has been, like, why not? And then, kind of crazy to say it, but if you can't get Samuelson, maybe get Bowen Byram. It's really funny considering their pedigrees, but Byram's also on a pretty nice run right now. I wouldn't be mad at him. Again, if you need D, they're both like fun options over on Buffalo. We're going to talk about Josh Norris kind of slowing down on the mega show tomorrow. I am seeing assists in 3 straight games, but I know his shots have really disappeared and his minutes are down. I know some managers in our Discord wanted us to bring him up and see if he's still worth holding. Jason Zucker, if you can get Zucker He had a goal and an assist in that game against the Rangers. He was pointless in his return, but maybe he was getting eased in. I definitely am always into Jason Zucker on a good streaming week, and that's probably your best bet. Zucker's, by the way, playing with Tuck and Norris. So there's a clear top two lines here, Tage, Krebs, Doan, and then Tuck, Zucker, and Norris. You just want to get in on either of those or on the top power play. And I've named all those players. Get one of them or one of those defensemen. I think you'll be pretty happy, especially if you can fit the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday games. Anyway, like I said, I could just keep going on for a long time talking about a lot of teams. Again, you got to check your schedule. If you can fit Tuesday, Thursday, really, the world is your oyster. The Canucks play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Maybe a DeBrusque is out there. I don't know. The Leafs go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Can you get Bobby McMahon? The Habs are going Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Not Kasperi, though I did mention him earlier, but I would prefer Oliver Kapanen if you can get that one. And if you can fit those games, he's just crushing it on that line with Slafkovsky and Demidov. And there's more. Carolina, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. So you can get three games by the Friday if you can fit the Monday, Tuesday, which is pretty good as well. So yeah, take a look, see who's in free agency, see if there's any fun names. If you have a question, if you want to ask for advice, throw it in our Discord and the ad drop channel. Here's a little tip, hot tip, okay? I'm not like there all the time. And then when I do check in multiple times a day, but you know, I'm not seeing every message. I don't necessarily always scroll up and go to answer everyone. That would be kind of like, I just want to kind of like catch up and then, you know, be present. So tag me. Tag me. You could also tag Brian. You can tag anyone you want. No, there's no rules, right? But definitely, I'm just saying for myself, if you tag me in a question, you're specifically like, Elon, I'd love to get your take on this decision I have to make, I will always answer, right? If you don't tag me, I might answer, I might not. So feel free to tag me on the Discord if you're a patron, and we can figure this out together, figure out what are the best moves for this upcoming week of fantasy action. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with the mega show tomorrow, so make sure you're subscribed to the Keeping Carlson feed wherever you get your podcasts, even in multiple places. What if Spotify goes down one day and you're going to miss the show? It was automatically downloaded also on Apple. That's pretty sweet. Now I guarantee. Okay, so I'm being ridiculous right now, but okay. Thanks again. See you all on the Mega Show tomorrow. Bye.